Let's begin Hilchos Purim, and we'll try to get through as much as we can, and then come on in, and then we'll see if there's time for questions after. But we'll see. Top Reish Pei Zayin. Again, I'm still sorry, I have a little cough, but Siyata Dishmaya. Top Reish Pei Zayin is the beginning of Hilchos Purim, really. Top Reish start even earlier. Top Reish Pei Hei is Parsha Zachar. Maybe we'll talk about Parsha Zachar on Wednesday night. So we'll leave that for now. But Tafresh Pei Vav is Tainus Esther, which is the fast day, the day before Purim, as we know. Why do we fast? Question where it is in Shas, is the fact that it's not mentioned in Shas explicitly so much. But either way, not going to focus so much on that today. But we know it's one of the more lenient fast days, the only fast day that we have besides Yom Kippur, the only fast day of Rabbanan that we have that is not based on the Churban. It's not a sad day. That's why it could be even be Mukdam, right? At Purim's on Sunday, you're mocked in the fast till Thursday, which we don't do by Puranas. We never mocked at Puranas, but again, that's Tainus Esther is a Tainus Simcha, to use the Lashon of some Rishonim, but that's the day before Purim. Okay, but now let's get into the nitty-gritty halachas of Purim. We won't be speaking about Purim Mishulish this year, but then those who come back next year, we'll be talking about Purim Mishulish, the three-day Purim, when next year Purim is on a Friday in outside of Yerushalayim. But this year we'll focus on the halachas that that relate to every year. Okay, Tavrish Pei Zayin, the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah. We know there are four mitzvahs Hayom. We'll try to talk about all of them. Megillah, and Matanos Lavyonim, and Mishloach Lanos, and Seuda. Those are the four mitzvahs Hayom. But we'll go in order of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Chayav Adam Likros Megillah, Ba'alayla, V'lachzer, V'lashnosa, V'yom. So Chiyuv to read the Megillah twice. Read it by day, by night, and then Lachzer, V'lashnosa, that's the language of the Gemara, by Yom. Right, there's a mitzvah to read it twice. Right, one of the only mid-times that we have such a concept, and the Rishonim already discussed it. Shofar, you have to blow a certain amount of times, because it said three times in the Torah, really three times. Lulav, you have to shake once, and the Matzah, you have to eat one kezayis. And Megillah, you have twice, the Chiyuv twice, based on two psukim in Tehillim. That's where the remez is in the Gemara, but really it's based on the Megillah itself. Most assume that this is at most a din d'rabbanan, maybe divrei Kabbalah. Right, there's a lumdish question. The daytime reading is more serious than the nighttime reading. The daytime reading is what's called Divrei Kabbalah, which has a basis in Psukim in Tanakh, and therefore it's Ke'en D'Araisa for some nafkaminas. If it's a bar mitzvah boy, we probably would not let him lay in the Megillah by Yom, because it's more Chamor. We let him do Durabanans, but not D'Araisas. A bar mitzvah boy could lay in the whole Parsha this week, but he can't lay in Parsha Zachar, generally, because we rely on Chazaka D'Rabba, that if a boy has years, then he has physical maturity also, but we rely on that for D'Rabbanans and not for D'Araisas. That's why that Nafkamina could be the daytime reading versus the nighttime reading, but either way, they are at most a D'Rabbanan. The Ikkar reading, though, is by Yom, and that is based on Tosfos and the Rush and others, and that is why the Ashkenazi custom is to repeat the Shachianu by Yom. We'll get to that again later also, even though we already read at night. So usually after you say Shechianu the first time you do a mitzvah, so you don't say Shechianu the second time you do it, but this is an exception to the rule. The Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch and Sephardic custom is to only say Shechianu at night. But Ashkenazic custom is based on Tosfos that we say Shechianu by day because that's the Ikkar reading. The Ikkar reading is by day. That's when the other mitzvahs hayom apply, and therefore we would repeat the Shechianu. Okay, there is one suggestion of the Binyan Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Mivilna, one of the great Achronim of the 1800s, has a Chiddush Gadol, which Rav Soloveitchik likes to quote, and that is, it could be that the nighttime reading was even Mesukan at a later date. There's nowhere in Mishnayos, the Mishnah in Megillah that tells us, any mitzvah you have to do by Yom, you have the whole day to do it. For example, Megillah. Any mitzvah you have to do at night, you can do the whole night. For example, Kfir Somer, and a couple of other mitzvahs. Why don't you say the Megillah too? Rav Shuvan Levi mentions on Dav Dalet and Megillah that there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah at night and then by day, so he suggests a big chiddush that maybe at the days of Mordechai and Esther, they only read the Megillah once, only by day. The later Takana was at night, that's a chiddush gadol. Most Achronim argue with that, but that is the suggestion. But either way, we have the mitzvah of reading it twice. When do we have to read it? So this man, the night time reading is Kol HaLaila, starting from Tzeis HaKochavim. We try not to read it right after Shkia. Wait for Tzeis, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Rav Avadia has an interesting tshuva. Rav Avadia writes in Yabia Omer, in Aleph Mem Gimel, that in 1948, when there was a curfew See, he allowed reading the Megillah after Plag. B'tzibur, he felt that was better than reading it b'yachid later on at night. He felt some people might forget, and Pursume Nisa. So he allowed it even before Mamish night in this Shas Hatzchak because he felt that that was the greater mitzvah in that specific circumstance. And again, this also relates to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah here says in Sivkat and Zion, and the Shaar HaTzion talks about this, that you should try not to have small minyanim on Purim. The whole point is Pursume Nisa as a major part of the mitzvah, and you know generally should not have too many breakaway minyanim. If the major minyan, you can't hear anything, and if you go to the main minyan, the big minyan, you're going to miss a lot, then it's going to be a balagan, and it's not going to be a kavod. So then, you know, one has flexibility, or find a different big, quiet minyan. You know, it's, there are enough for that. But the Mishnah Berurah here says, in the Shaar HaTzion, it says, better not to daven at these small minyanim, if it is possible. Good. That's the Chiyuv of Megillah. We don't know any details on the Megillah yet, but a Chiyuv is to read it twice. Tafresh Peches is the Halacha of Mukaf Eschoma with all of its details. Yerushalayim is the unique in that it only reads it on Tezvav. Some of the other cities in Israel are a suffix. They read it both days. Generally, if you're in a city that reads it both days, Chevron and Yafo, they make the brachas on the first day. Make brachas on the first day because that's what everybody else is making the bracha. Yerushalayim is the only one that still, makes the brachas just as Purim on Tezvav. Why do we have Mukaf Eschoma? So we know the Gemara tells us that all cities that Mukaf Eschoma Mimos Yeshua Bin Nun have to go like Shushan, like Yerushalayim. Why Yerushalayim? Why Yeshua Bin Nun? The Yerushalmi tells us that the whole Nes didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael. It was like a little busha that Eretz Yisrael wasn't involved at all. So at least they got a little Eretz Yisrael in. So when they said walled city, it doesn't go by the walled city in the days of Achashverosh. It goes by all the walled cities in the days of Yeshua Bin Nun. And that's why Yerushalayim is included. Good. Tafresh Peches. So again, is it also complicated? It's Lamaisa, without getting into all the details. If you don't want to have 2 days of Purim, don't sleep in Yerushalayim, Leil Shushan Purim. Meaning if you want to go there and, go there for a Chagiga, go to your Rebbe, whatever it is, just sleep out. You can go there. Just don't be there at the two different times, then you're clear. Don't be there when night starts, which you generally won't be because you'll be at the Suda's. When Shushan Purim starts, you'll be at your own Suda. But then don't go to sleep there because if you're there in the morning, there are days that if you want to have a second Purim, that's fine. But you want to have to do all the mitzvahs hayom. But generally, it's not to sleep. And you go there the day, and then it's fine. Good. Tafresh Pei Tes. Who has to hear the Megillah? The Shulchan Aruch says, HaKol Chayevim B'Kriyasa. Anashim, V'Nashim, V'Geirim, V'Avadim Shachvarim, women, right, this is one of the three mitzvahs of Afin Hoye Boso Anes, one of the three mitzvahs, Talat Tosos, Kriyas HaMegillah, and Neres Chanukah, three mitzvahs of that women also have a chiyiv in the Megillah. There is a major machlokas Rishonim, a double machlokas. Number one, what does it mean Afin Hoye Boso Anes? Machlokas that appears both in Megillah and in Pesachim. Does it mean, Rashi says, and the Rashbam says, they were the ones that brought the Nes? The women were involved primarily, Esther and Yehudis by Hanukkah, and the Nashim Tzidkaniyos by Mitzrayim. They brought the Nes, and their schus was the Nes. Tosta says, no, it just means they were in the Sakana also. They were also in the Nes that saved them from the Sakana. Could be Nafkaminas, but that's one Machlokas. The other Halachic Machlokas is, what is Afin Hayu mean for the women's Chiyuv? Do they have the same Chiyuv as men? Kriyas HaMegillah? Men have a chiyuv to say to read the Megillah. When we hear the chazan, it's as if we're saying every word. Do they also have that chiyuv? Or the sheet of the Baal Halachos Gedolos says, no, they have a mitzvah to hear the Megillah, not to read the Megillah. So it's a different chiyuv. A big nafkamina. Could a woman be motzi a man in Kriyas HaMegillah? If you say Shmiya, no. It's a different chiyuv. If you say Kriya, halachically, technically, it would work. Maybe it's connected to the first machlokas, but that's not for now. We are choshish for the Bahag. We're choshish for the Bahag, and therefore a woman cannot be motzi a man, and that is the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah does quote, again, this is a big contemporary topic, the Mishnah Berurah does quote that a woman could be motzi her friend, motzi et chaverta, but maybe the Shaar HaTzion in Sivkat and Tezvav, but she should not read it for many women, because of zila milsa. What does zila milsa mean? Doesn't really have a translation. Has a translation to Yiddish, Pasnish, right? Has a translation that it's not so traditional. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes about it. And then women should rather be part of the tzibur, Rova Mandus Melech, and be part of the tzibur that lanes the Megillah. Good. That's men, women, children. L'charchila, one should try to have a minion. That's based on the Gemara. And that's why, you know, l'charchila, be part of a minion. If you be part of a minion, so then that's the best. If you can't have a minion, so then it is okay without a minion. You can be Yotzi without a minion. Interesting is we're not talking about Parsha Zachar now, that Shulchan Aruch talks about. It might be more important to have a minion for Parsha Zachar, according to some Rishonim, than for Mikra Megillah. Again, that's hopefully everybody should just try to do their best to be able to get there for a minion. Children. The minion is to bring children to the shul for laning. Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Minag Tov Lahavi Ketanim Uktanos, L'shmua Mikra Megillah. The Bir Halacha screams about this and says, not children that are just going to disturb the shul. That's not any chinuch. Right? That's not chinuch. And the chinuch should be to hear the Megillah, not just we're coming to shul to bang for Haman. Right? We're coming to shul to hear the Megillah, and when we hear Haman, we'll fulfill the minhag of Tinchas Zecher HaMalek. But it's not the main reason, and again, we have to try to do our best to have the balance of bringing the children and though keeping the decorum in the shul. Rav Rimon writes in his Sefer on Megillah that could be also that bringing the children is dafka lehefech of what Haman wanted to do. Haman said, men, women, and children, all of them, to destroy them. So dafka, when we bring the whole family to the shul, that's a kiyum of going against what Haman wanted to do. So again, even young children, but again, obviously the decorum is crucial for keeping that in mind. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Avonseinu Rabim nafochu. They don't not only listen, but they ruin the career for everybody else. They can't hear. So Mishnah Berurah says, you know, one should make sure that one only brings children that are able to behave and keep quiet when they're supposed to be quiet. If one, very halach l'maisa, if one somehow misses a word by a haman, by a banging, so one can say it in the chumash. One has a chumash, one says it in the chumash, we'll get to that later. One doesn't need to hear the entire Megillah Mitoch HaKtav. If you have to say some of it from the chumash that you're looking into, so then that is okay, second level down. Good. Tafrei Tzadi. The dinim of Kriyas HaMegillah. Kari Adam is Megillah. A person can read the Megillah, has to read the Megillah. Bein Omi, Bein Yoshev. A person can read the Megillah sitting or standing, but the brachos have to be said standing. That's generally Berachas HaMitzvah. Berachas HaMitzvah are said standing. If one reads in public, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says that he should stand also, about Kari B'tzibur. If a man's reading if you're reading in a hospital for someone, or if you're reading a second reading for some women in a house, the Balkari could sit. The Balkari sit. It's a din of Kriya B'tzibur that the Balkari should stand for Kavod HaTzibur. But there's no din that one has to stand up for the Megillah. If you're not reading it, one is allowed to sit for the Megillah. But the Chasam Sofer wonders, you know, why are you allowed to sit if we know, we're going to talk about this Hashem later, that one of the three reasons that we read the Megillah is that the Megillah is the Hallel. One of the reasons, three reasons we don't say Hallel on Purim is that we do say Hallel. The Megillah is the Hallel. So you have to stand for Hallel. So one of them has to stand for the Megillah. So we don't take it that far. It's not literally Hallel. It's a different kind of Hallel. It's a Hallel just like Hallel at the Seder you're allowed to sit for. So you're also allowed to sit for this Hallel, the Chassam Sofer says. But again, he makes that the Hara, but that's what we hold. Yeah.
If we're trying to be Yotze from the person reading, should we also be standing if he's standing?
No, you could be Yotze. He's standing because he is being Motzi, but you don't have to be, you have to hear his words. He's your mouthpiece, Shomei Ka'ona. But you don't have to be acting like him. Interesting halacha that not everybody's aware of. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, not here, but in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, that we know usually by a Torah we're very machmir, not to touch the cloth. That we touch it with a talis, we pick it up, and by Megillah we're all, you know, holding it with our, if kosher Megillah, you hold it with your hands. So that's the Minhag Yisrael. Again, Megillah is somewhere in the middle. The Gemara says, Nikreis Megillah, Nikreis Igeris. So the Megillah has a different level of kedusha than in the Torah for sure. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes, if you're going to touch a Megillah directly, you should wash your hands beforehand. Do the tefillah shadayim beforehand, just to have one's hands tahar before one touches the Megillah. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Tzarech lekros hakula. How much do you have to read? The whole Megillah. You have to read on Sif Gimel. Tafri Tzadi, Siv Gimel. Tzarech Lagwaz, Bekula Umitoch Haksa, Vimkar Al Peh Lo Yatsa. If I read the Megillah Al Peh, without looking inside, I'm not Yotze. Bitzarech should take Suva Kula in front of Lechadchila. Lechadchila, I have to have a kosher Megillah entirely in front of me to read it from a kosher Megillah, not missing one letter. Ava B'diyeved, B'diyeved, there's more flexibility than the Torah. If a Torah is missing one letter, it's puzzle. If you close it up, you don't make a bracha on it anymore. But by a Megillah, even if the sofer is missing a couple of words here and there, it is not a problem. Ava B'diyeved and Hishman a sofer b'emsa tevos, afilu adchetzia. 49% of the Megillah is rubbed out. Even if 49% of the Megillah is rubbed out, you have to know it by heart then, because you can't like skip words. But even if 49% of the Megillah is rubbed out, it's still okay with two conditions. Number one, you're not missing the beginning or the end. If you're missing Vayihi, that's a problem. Even if it's just one word. And number two, you can't be missing an entire section. Even if the section is small, like Bitzan and Seresh. They would do that example, because it's like small, a couple of sukkim. Mordechai over here is still the king. So again, if it's missing up till 50%, it is still kosher as long as you read it. And that is why, you know, if you miss a word, you can say it by yourself in the Chumash, because it's no worse than not having it in the cloth, and that is okay. Again, this is all because the Megillah is also called an Igeris. It's not the last thing to get into to Tanakh, and maybe we'll talk about that a little bit at another time, but that is why there is more flexibility. Yeah.
Is this referring to the Megillah that the Bakar is using?
Yeah, the Megillah the Bakar is using. If the Bakar is using a kosher Megillah and you're not, then for sure you should listen. But generally, if not, even if you have a kosher Megillah, I have a kosher Megillah, but I listen to the Chazan and Rehobam, you go sit with him, you don't have to say it yourself. That's what we focus on. You have to hear it in order, also. As the Shulchan Aruch says, Karla Seirugin, right? If you... Freya, I'm saying it does not count. If you took a little breaks in between, Carlos E. Rugin, that if you stopped for some reason, there was a child that had to be taken out of the shul, you know, for a couple of minutes, so that's okay. Yeah. You are Yosef. You say a word, few words by heart, you try not to, but like we said, it's even if you say 49%. Baal Peh, the one is still Yosef. Fifth love was what I just said, Kareis HaMegillah Mafreya Lo Yatsa. If you read the whole Megillah, obviously by heart, one is not Yotze. What happens if somebody starts spacing out during the Megillah? Maybe, nobody ever here had that, but maybe it could happen that all of a sudden you're like, I'm hearing the Megillah. All right, so are you Yotze? So we say, as long as you didn't fall asleep. No, she fell asleep, that's a problem. But if you, sometimes we like lose ourselves, and then we realize that we're listening to the Megillah, so your neshama heard, and therefore it is okay as long as one didn't fall asleep.
And one doesn't even have to read what he's
saying? No, I don't think so. It went in. $50, Hakareis HaMegillah, Sof Sheyichavin Lo Yashomea, there's Kavana. Kavana, I should have Kavana to be Yotze, the Balkari has Kavana to be, to be Mashmia. Since Eliezer writes in Eshuva that even if you don't have specific Kavana, you have Kavana. You can't hear the Megillah. Even if you aren't focusing even during the brachas, the fact that everybody gets together, you know, for the mitzvah is itself a siman of Kavana. But again, obviously, lechachila, one should try to focus.
Does that apply by all?
I don't know. It applies here. He says it here. So if I hear by Megillah, we have the whole shul getting ready for the Megillah. I guess it could apply. What? If I'm here in shul ready to listen to the shofar, I don't specifically have kavan. I don't have kavana not to be Yotze. So come sometimes, Maisa Mochichen. The cases of Gemara are like you're walking past the shul and you hear the shofar from inside the shul. So that's what Gemara says. You have the kavana. But here, you're in shul, you're listening. You know, it's a stumble shma dummy, to use a lashon from the Gemara. Good. Sif Tezvav. There is a minog of saying the Aseres B'nei Haman in one breath. It is not ma'akev. Sarah Pomar, Sif B'nei Haman, B'nei Ma'achas, Hodiyah Shekulam Nergu B'nei Luka Echad. Mishbara Ma'at says, Dafta L'chadchila, if you are mafsik, it is okay. This is one of those things, again, you have to see. I remember the first, 18 years of my life, I was in the same shul for Megillah, so, you know, you always think it. That's what everybody does. And then I came to Yeshiva for the first year, and then I see all of a sudden, and I never heard everybody say the Tenthos of the Haman by themselves. Right? You hear Ish Yehudi, all the poor psukim that everybody says out loud. But in many shuls, maybe in many of your shuls, the Balkari pauses, and everybody says the 10 sons of Hamas. I know, the first time I heard that, I'm like, wow. Yeah, but it seems like it's a very common minhag. But it's a lumdish question. The Tzafas Paneach and the Chayei Adam argue. Why would you have to say it yourself? Shomeach Ka'oneh, if Ki'ilu, he's my mouthpiece, but there's a lumdus, there's a Chakir and Shomeach Ka'oneh, is it mamish like me, or I just credit? If you have to say something in a certain way, Neshima Achas, maybe that's not transferable through Shomeach Ka'oneh. That's where the minhag comes from. Again, it's the Chumrah, but again, that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael to try to say it in Neshima Achas, either the Balkorei or the person saying it. There are all other minhagim as well, Sifya Zion. There's a minhag that the Balkorei holds it like a proclamation, you unroll it, right, and it's like a real igeres, and the psukim that we say out loud, Mordechai Yehudi, Yesh Yehudi, Laihudu Maisa'ora, all of those are said, and the minhag of banging for Haman. Minhag of banging for Haman is also quoted in the Ramah, and again, it should be, we should have Kavana when we bang, that Hashem should wipe out Amalek even from our day. The Mishnah Berurah, the first thing, the Shulchan Aruch does quote, that only the Chazan has to hold it like an igeres, not everybody in shul. You know, the key is for the Chazan and the Balkorei to hold it. And the language is, in the Shulchan Aruch, that he should roll it up right after, before he makes the bracha la'achareha. V'karcha kula u'mivarech. Roll it up, and then make the bracha after the Megillah. Good. Tafri Tzadi Beis. Tafri Tzadi Beis. We're not going to talk about how to make a Megillah and how to write a Megillah. We'll leave that for now. Tafri Tzadi Aleph. Just to keep in mind that it's, as we said, it's different than a Torah. Right? Some Megillahs, some of your Megillahs might have a crown on top of it. Right? It's called a Hamelas Megillah. You can't have pictures in the Torah. Technically, you could put Nekudos in the Megillah. Much easier for the Bali Korah, Bali Kriya. Technically, you can. You're allowed to. We don't have it. Some people have the brachas laminated and other, you know, designs. But again, it is an igeres and not a full comparable to the other Sifrei HaKodesh. That's why you have this flexibility. Tafri Tzadi Beis. Three brachas before you read the Megillah. HaKorei Se Megillah Mevarech Lefanah Shlosha Brachos. Al Mikra Megillah She'asa Nisim, right, which is the bracha reflecting that it's a mitzvah for Sumei Nisa, and Shehechianu. And Shehechianu, those are three. And again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that you do not repeat the Shehechianu during the day. The Yesh Omrim, the Af Bayom Mevarech Shehechianu, the Ramah says, based on the Baalei HaTosfos, can we make the bracha again by day? A, because that's the Ikar reading. And B, some say to have in mind the other mitzvah Hayom, which don't get a separate Berachas HaMitzvah. That's usually what the Gabbai announces, to have in mind the other Berachas HaYom with the daytime Shehechianu. There is a bracha after the Megillah too. Sometimes everybody's like so excited just that they're finished and they're not focusing, but it's a beautiful bracha. Ulachareha noagim levarech harav es rivenu. Shulchan Aruch says, we make the bracha, harav es rivenu, Hashem fights our our battles. In lo berech, if you didn't make the brachas before or after Yotze, the brachas are not ma'akev, but that is the bracha that we say. At night, we also add in the paragraph of Asher Heini, only at night. And you only make a bracha lachareha also, only Bitzibur, the Ramah quotes. The brachas lefanah, you make even biyachid, even one person reading the Megillah. The bracha of Aravis Rivenu is only done afterwards. There's an interesting machlokas. Do you need minyan to make the brachas lachareha? Or Tzibur? Because women, maybe, can't be part of a minyan, but it could be for Persumei Nisa purposes, they're called a Tzibur. So Machlokas, Rav Avadia says that they should say, if there are 10 women reading at the Minyan, even if there aren't 10 men, so then one would make a Deravas Rivenu, and Shlomo Zalman says not. Again, Machlokas Aposkin. Good. Ein Latzov Bo Shakarnosa, Sifbeis, you should try not to talk at all during the Megillah. If one talks Latzorach the Megillah, then it is okay if one... No, I want you to really try not to. That is the Bochachila, like any. If you're in the middle of a mitzvah, you're not supposed to be mafsin. The Ramah quotes also at the end of the Sif that one should not eat before Mikra Megillah. Aser Lecho Kodim Shish Makriyas Megillah. One might think, I'm just going to run and take a taste. It's better not. If someone's really not feeling well, one has a headache, you know, so you could take a sip. You could take a little te'ima of something, but it's really better not to. The Mishnah Berurah says, B'Sha'as Hatzchak Gadol, one can, near the Shorei Lechol, he writes in the last Sif Katan Tezayin. by day, I would say, well, in the morning you could take a drink before you daven. Just that night when you're coming from the fast. Tafrei Sadi Gimel. Tfilas Purim. After Kriyas HaMegillah, we say Ba'at HaKadosh. And we say Alanisim at night and by day. Alanisim. If we forget Alanisim, so then we do not repeat either in tefillah or in benching. Try not to forget it. We only say it a couple of times. There is no Hallel on Purim, Ein Koran Bo Hallel. As we know, the Gemara tells us three reasons why there's no Hallel on Purim. Either because it was a nation of Chutz La'aretz, or it is the Megillah is the Hallel, or it was not a full redemption. Because by Yetzias Mitzrayim, we became Avdei Hashem. Well, by Purim, we were still Avdei Achashverosh. Right? It wasn't happily ever after. Esther was still married to Haman. Achashverosh, I'm sorry. So it wasn't happily ever after. And she was still living with him, and things were not... They were saved. But it wasn't a complete redemption, and therefore there was no hallow. Okay, three different opinions. Ein Ofel Afaneim, we don't say Tachnun. That's really a machlokas Gaonim. Some Gaonim said, of course you say Tachnun. There's no greater day of tefillah than Purim. Shem, listen to our tefillahs. So we hold that we don't say Tachnun. We should recognize that. Tachnun isn't like something evil that, you know, that we cheer when we don't have to say it. You know, Tachnun is part of tefillah. It's powerful. For me, the Gemara talks about how powerful the Tachlin is. When B'Metzia Nuntes, at the end of the Tanur Shalach Mai Gemara, talks about the power of Beloz's Tachlin and the effect of Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, but either way, we don't say Tachlin on Purim. Motzia Sefer Torah, we lane by Yavu Amalek. The only time during the year that we lane 9 Psukim. Only time, usually the minimum is 10, but it's 9 because it is a complete Inyan. The minhag is to keep one's tefillin on during the daytime reading. You know, not saying it's during the davening, but to keep it on, because the pasuk like Zuz Amai Sa'or B'Sefatos Mikar Mikar the Gemara Darshin Zuz Tefillin, and therefore to keep our tefillin on. Good. Back to the rest of the mitzvahs. Oh, just one other trivia question. But what is the only time that you could ever lay in the same haftarah 2 weeks in a row? All right, only one of the two times you can lay in. So when next year Purim Meshulash. What's Purim Meshulash? Purim Meshulash is the three-day Purim in Yerushalayim. When Shushan Purim falls down on Shabbos. Why is it called Purim Meshulash? Because you split up Purim 2, 2, and 2. Friday is Purim all over the world. In Yerushalayim, Friday, they do Mikra Megillah and Matanos Lavyonim. Shabbos, they do Al Hanisin. It says Al Hanisin and the laning for Purim. That's the maftir. Sunday, they have Mishloach Manos and the Suda. So they have a Suda without Al Hanisin. Right, that's Sunday. That's on Tez Zion. That's the three-day Purim. It's amazing. It's a very interesting time. Why don't you have the Suda on Shabbos? But the Maftir is the laning for Purim. What Haftorah do you do on Purim? You never have a Haftorah on Purim, right? But next year in Yerushalayim, they're going to lane you need a Haftorah. So it's the same Haftorah as Parsha Zachar. So next year, they're going to lane the same Haftorah in Yerushalayim, Parsha Zachar, and Purim, Shushan Purim, the following week. Okay. Tafrei Sadi Dalet, Matanos Lev Yonim. There's a question in the Achronim. Is this just a super mitzvah of staka, or is it something different? Naftaminas, but either way, it is a unique mitzvah. It is a rule breaker. The minimum, as the Shulchan Aruch says, is 2 matanot to 2 aniyim. That means that we usually assume that means enough for the ani to have a meal. How much is that? Probably 25 shekel. You could buy a falafel and a Coke. Right, 20, 25 shekel to 2 aniyim. So 50 shekel is the minimum for matanos levyonim per person. Again, obviously, the more you give, the Rambam says, the mitzvah that you spend the most on should be matanos levyonim. But that's the minimum that one should give. There's a question, could you give it beforehand so that he uses it on Purim? If you arrange it beforehand that it goes out on Purim, that's fine. But again, it's best to give it on Purim. There will be many opportunities to give it on Purim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, A medaktikim b'mos Purim. We're not medaktik. Whoever sticks out their hand to you, no stinlo. You should have a lot of change in your pockets on Purim because you're not supposed to say no on Purim. We don't check people out on Purim. It doesn't mean you have to give them a ton. It just means we should try to have change so that whoever, you know, sticks out their hand, we give because we want Hashem to have that to us also. So special koach hatfilah on Purim, when we stick out our hand to Hashem, we don't want Hashem to say no. So if we don't say no to anybody, so hopefully Hashem won't say no to us. In this siman, Yes.
Are you Mekayim if you give to a person who doesn't need it?
Are you Mekayim?
They say they need it, but they don't actually.
It's on their shoulders. You have to try to make sure that at least you give two people that really need it. And everybody else might just need staka. But we don't have to worry about that. We can assume, you know, we're doing the mitzvah of staka. The Ramah here does quote the minug of giving a matzah zashekel. And most of Klal Yisrael fulfill that minug, not on Purim, but mincha parsha zachar. Right, the Ramah quotes that the minug is to give that a half of the currency of wherever you are. But it says the word truma three times, so you give three of them. So the minug this year for you will be to give a shekel and a half, probably on the bima. There'll be three half shekels that are taped together. So what you do is you go over to the bima and you put, at least you could give more than one and a half shekelim. You could give 10 shekels. You're allowed to give whatever it is. You're giving staka. So you do it, you put it in, and then you lift up the, you know, the little package that they have, and you could say, Zecher, for matzah zashekel. Zecher. Make sure you say Zecher. All right? Because you're not being makdish anything. But to Zecher la matzah zashekel, and that's the minhag of doom. In America, you used $1.50, and in England, you use 1.5 pounds. That's whatever it is. Whatever the currency is, that is the minhag to use. And again, it's all the symbolisms of shkalim is in that too. Good, but our minhag is to do that before Purim. Maybe it's based on the Gemara that, you know, our matzah shekel beats haman shkalim. Good, matanos levyoni. Tavrei sadi hey seuda, seuda Purim mitzvah to be marav b'seudas Purim. You can only be yotze the seuda during the day, even if the day is going to be busy. You can't be yotze at night. You're not yotze with a seuda at night. Dafka here is where the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam, quotes the idea of drinking. There is no mitzvah to drink outside the Suda. Drinking on Purim night, well, Purim is just like drinking today. There's no difference. It's a mitzvah to be besimcha, but the idea of Chayav Inish L'Besume is quoted in the context of the Suda. Again, we're not going to get into that so much right now. What is Chayav Inish L'Besume mean? It's a huge topic. Rav Asher Weiss points out, why are there 1,000 pshatim for that line in the Gemara? Because everybody is very uncomfortable understanding it's a literal way. Why are there 1,000 shot? Why don't people say, yeah, it's a mitzvah to totally lose yourself against stoned because that's probably not what it means, right? That's why there are many different shatim. Again, it means drinking in a way that will be a kiddush Hashem. It's impossible that Chazal instituted a mitzvah that will lead to chil Hashem. It's impossible. It's impossible. So it has to be in a way that one drinks and enjoys themselves and feels good and happy, but it should be done in a Kiddush Hashem way. The Bir Alacha here quotes, there are a lot of mitzvahs to fulfill. There's Netilas Yadayim, there's Seuda, there's benching, there's Myris. There's a lot of mitzvahs to do. So one has to have the balance of being involved and having the Shkia. If one hates to drink, one doesn't have to drink. You know, that's it's not a din in that, but if one enjoys it, so then, you know, that's, you know, it's good to also be in a house where there's, you know, some older adults that will help, you know, keep the decorum, Be'ezus Hashem. But it's a balance to be able to be sanctified, have a great time, but make sure it stays in a atmosphere of kedusha. Okay, but it's all part of that, all part of the suda. And again, if one wants to, if one likes a specific type of wine, so then you can take that to the suda. Okay, the minhag is to have it later in the day. To have, you know, next year when Purim's on Friday, it's going to have to be earlier, generally according to many poskim. But according to the regular year, it's done later in the day. The Brahma quotes, "It's tov lasog mat batorah kodem shas lasuda." It's good to learn a little bit before the suda. It's good to learn. You'll have to learn on Purim. Right, because it says Vayhudim Maisa Ore v'Simcha. Ore is Torah, and the Simcha is the Simcha Purim. So it's nice to learn also, you know, and especially before Purim is the busiest day of the year. So while you're still single, before the other responsibilities come up, you know, take an opportunity to learn a little bit on Purim. But again, it's the biotic in the mitzvahs, because that's obviously a tremendous part of the day. Also, good. Also, in the same siman is where Mishloach Manos is discussed, right? Because Mishloach Manos is also connected to the Seuda. Two types of food to one person. There is a misconception, I think, that many feel that it has to be two different brachos. It doesn't have to be two different brachos. That probably came from the fact that people wanted to make sure it's two different foods, so it has to be two different brachos. If you give a soda and a piece of chicken, that's two different foods, right? That's two different foods. They're both shahakol. Again, two different foods that could be used for the suda l'chachila to one person. That's the minimum. and you can give to each other. Give to each other. It's fine. It's the mitzvah, and one fulfills it. There is a chakira of the achronim. They say based on the Trumas Hadeshin and the Manas Halevi, is Mishloach Manos for Seuda? Is it for Achva Vareus? There are many discussions in Mishloach Manos. Could you give non-food items? What if they don't accept it? Any nafkamin is given, but you know, that is the to make the person feel good. Make the person feel good. That's the point of Mishloach Manos. Yeah.
Should we give it to Mishliach?
So there is a Chumra the Binyan Sion to give it to a Shliach, but generally we don't assume that. We don't assume that. You want to give one to a Shliach, you know, you can, but generally the, you know, Rav Sternbach and, you know, Rav Chaim bring Brayos from the Gemara. That's not true. We call it Mishloach Manos, but it's not that you need a Shliach. This is real close to that Binyan Sion, but generally we don't assume that way. Yeah. Don't give milk these inflations. Oh, no, it's not, it's just a setup. The setup, so that's one shouldn't do it. But again, that's the Suda, and again, Mishloach Manos is connected to the Suda. Big discussion in the post game: if one is mazik someone in the middle of Simchas Purim, you know, is that depending on whether he was responsible or not? What is he doing? We should try to think ahead and not have to get into those situations. Not to get into those situations of being so out of control. Like I mentioned, my wife, she's a pediatrician, so for one of the nights that she was in medical school, she was on call in Brooklyn in one of the emergency rooms for a night. And she said it was unbelievable, Chil Hashem. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's not what Chazal had in mind. First of all, it's at night, and there's no mitzvah at night, and anything. There's nothing at night. But even acting that way during the day, you know, it has to be done in a sanctified way, in a way that breeds simcha and chaverus and all good things, but in a way that's done properly and maturely. But Hashem, we should all be zocher to do that. Is there avelus on Purim? That's a machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch says there's regular avelus. Rachman al-Islan, if one is in avelus, the Rama quotes nothing but farhesia. In avel, it's chayiv in all the mitzvahs hayom. In avel has to give, you know, during Yud Beis Chodesh, let's say, has to give, you know, all the Mishloach Manos, Matanos Lavyonim. An avel is not given Mishloach Manos. He's not supposed to get presents. So if there's somebody in the house that's an avel, you give to the family, basically. That's the minhag. Even if the father, the mother is an avelus, you give to the family. It's not given to that person because he's not supposed to get any presents. Maybe it's part of the Isra of Sheila Shalom, but that is, in terms of avelus, that should be lahalacha below lamaisa. Any questions? Generally, we covered. The key is also just one other hara. Try to read the Megillah before Purim. Just pashup shah. You want to do it with Rashi? Just pashup shah. It'll make a huge difference in the Megillah experience. You know, it'll be like, oh yeah. Most of the time, when we hear the Megillah, we don't have time to like think about the story and focus on what's going on. If you read it beforehand, you catch things that, even though you've heard it 20 times, you know. But it's you just catch things. So just if you can, sometime you have a week now, just read over the Megillah before Purim, and it'll make a big difference in the experience. Yeah.
Is it better to give myself
a It doesn't matter. I mean, I would say for your own hargasha, probably try to give it to an actual ani, so you feel it and you. But setting it up, your yotzei totally. If you set it up with an organization that'll give out on Purim. Okay, Shkoyach, we'll stop here. We should all have a Purim Sameach.